Hallelujah. 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 When I tell y'all the devil busy, yes, he is. Yes, he is. He busy. Yes, he is. But he's a liar.
Yes, he is.
He's the father of lies.
Yes, he is.
And he has no place.
No,
no. None. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before they play this song, between Patty, Miss Bonnie, Pastor Sharon, and Pastor Rock this morning, they all confirmed what God had given me, and including the song that I selected tonight, that God gave me to select. And in the midst of all of that, this morning, I woke up trying to get a migraine. It was trying to come up on me. When I got here on my way to church, folks probably thought I was crazy driving in the car, because I was in battle, you know, about this migraine. Got here, walked in praising, because the second song was on, and we would dance. Woo, glory. So I was dancing on his head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we went through, started feeling better. Praise God. Praise God. It's completely gone now. Praise God. And in the midst of all of that, as soon as Jesse and I walked in here, Jesse had went back out to the vehicle. Jessica called him. Someone busted a window out of her car and stole her purse. Now, should she have left her purse in plain sight? No. But someone busted out the window of her car and stole her purse while she was at work. Now, she took her wallet out of her purse, and that went into work with her, so they only have probably a $300 purse. But that's okay. The devil is a liar, and he has no place. What just happened with her is a distraction.
That's right. That's right.
Because, see, I'm going to get to the song. The old Wanda, not that it would have been wrong, but the old Wanda would have said, you know what, I got to go check on my baby. I got to make sure she's okay. She's fine. I got to bring the word that God has for his people tonight and for myself. Jessica is fine. We can replace a window in a vehicle. She ain't getting another purse, though. But we can replace a window. She's fine. That's a distraction. And that, what the enemy did tonight with Jessica, again, confirms my message. Glory be to my God. Now, in this song that Christy's getting ready to play, Patty confirmed this song, what she was saying about what Tina went through and all of that. So it confirmed it. Listen to the lyrics of this song, and I'm going to talk about some of it when the song gets finished. Okay, Christy, go ahead. Praise God. And it's called When He Do It.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. It's a better thought if we die. But ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down.
Something different.
greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at your fast and hard, there's only one that could come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time, and the last time. I know, I know, I know. Let me do it. Can't get it. Fight your battles for you. They gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And what confirmed this was, you know, as I stated, when Patty was talking about Tina, and because I was leery about the psalm, I'm like, no, this is the song. This is what God has told me to do. And, you know, it said, won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, and they're going to wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Anyone who tells you something different, you know that's a lie.
Yes.
You know, and I thought about, you're going to look back and see how he saved you. That was God's grace. Tina looks back to see how God saved her in that tornado. Jesse looks back and saw how God saved him through that cancer. We all look back. The enemy tried to take Miss Margaret in a car accident. She looks back and she see how he's got her through that by God's grace. Miss Pauline looks back and see how God has taken her through all these transplants, all this and the other. She looks back and she knows it's by his grace to keep her going forward. Hallelujah. So we have to look back because we know, won't he do it? He does it all the time because that's how our God works. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it confirmed my song and it confirmed the message. Glory be to God. The devil is a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Okay. My message. Blessing blockers. Blessing blockers. What is blocking your blessing? What is blocking it? Is it God waiting on you? Are we preventing it or blocking it? In basketball and football, now your football, you have your blockers, you have your linemen, you know, that's protecting the quarterback, that's making a way for the running back to run through, that's blocking so the wide receiver can go out there and catch that ball. And you have, now we're a basketball family, so you have basketball, you know. So when something come up, was watching a game the other day, Jesse's boy Hall, that played for Alabama, and he blocked this shot. It was so pretty. But he blocked it. So what's the devil blocking? What is he slapping down? Or what are you allowing him to slap down when God's about to drop that ball in your basket?
Yes, yes.
But the enemy coming, he pin it to the backboard. Uh-huh. Or he slap it away. What's the blocker? What's your blocker? Who's blocking your shot? What are you allowing to block your shot? What are you allowing to block your shot? Again, as I stated last Sunday, this message is not to condemn, it's not to bring condemnation, but some revelation. But some revelation, because we need to think about what we do and what we say. My first scripture, Deuteronomy 27, verse 14 through 26. Here we go. The Levites shall recite to all of the people of Israel in a loud voice, "Cursed is the man who carves an image or casts an idol, a thing detestable to the Lord, the work of the craftsman's hand, and sets it up in secret." Then all the people shall say, "Amen." "Cursed is the man who dishonors his father or his mother." Then all the people shall say, "Amen." "Cursed is the man who moves his neighbor's boundary stone." Then all the people shall say, "Amen." "Cursed is the man who leads the blind astray on the road." Then all the people shall say, "Amen." Cursed is the man who withholds justice from the alien, the fatherless, or the widow. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who sleeps with his father's wife, or he dishonors his father's bed. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who has sexual relations with animals. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who sleeps with his sister, the daughter or his father of his father, or the daughter of the mother. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who sleeps with his mother-in-law. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who kills his neighbor secretly. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who accepts a bribe to kill an innocent person. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the man who does not uphold the words of this law by carrying them out. Then all the people shall say, Amen. Okay. The Lord tells us to honor thy mother and thy father. And in these days and time, there's a lot of dishonor going on. Yes. Whether it's, you know, the younger children with their parents, my age with their parents, not honoring their parents. That's a curse. God says cursed is that man or woman. Cursed is that, you know, neighbor's boundary. You know that's your neighbor's stuff. You know it. You know it. You know, so much of this is going on today. In today's world, cursed is the man, but we can be blessed. These are blessing blockers when you do stuff like this. You know, lying on your neighbor, killing your neighbor secretly. You can do that with words. You can do that with words. These are all blessing blockers. Deuteronomy 26, 15. He kept me in Deuteronomy for a while. Look down from heaven, your holy dwelling place, and bless your people, Israel, and the land you have given us as you promised an oath to our forefathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. We can have that today. We can have that blessing today. What's blocking your blessing? What's blocking you from going to that land flowing with milk and honey? We can have that blessing today. Last night at Walmart, Jess and I have went to my niece's 16th birthday party and dinner. And we went to Walmart to pick up some food because we don't buy groceries like that anymore. So went to pick up some food and I saw this Alabama lanyard. I said, oh, that's cute. And so as I'm walking, trying to figure out how to scan the thing on my phone to figure out the price, it just did not work. I said, you know what, I'm just going to put it back. And I hooked it on the buggy, and I was going to take it back on the way to where I got it from on the way out. I forgot. We walked out of the store. We didn't pay for it. It was still hooked on my buggy. As we was walking to the car, I said to myself, just a battle in my mind, the thing didn't go off. I didn't pay for this. It's still hooked right here. Oh, my gosh. I need to take this back. But nobody would know. But I need to take it back. This battle for that split second going in my mind, I told Jesse, I gave him the car key. I said, I got to take this back into Walmart. I didn't pay for it. Took it back in. The lady was like, really? I said, yeah. I said, I didn't pay for this. I said, I had it hooked on my buggy, blah, 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 blah. She said, oh, well, that's sweet. But the thing about it, that's a blessing blocker. Uh-huh. Nobody would have known but me and God and Jesse. But I represent God. Right. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Who would have, Jessica's situation could have turned out different.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Over a lanyard, probably $4.99, $5.99, I don't know, because I couldn't figure out how to scan it. Jessica's situation could have turned out different if I had kept a $5 lanyard. Okay, we ask God to bless us, and we declare his promises. That's something we do here, and we do. We declare his promises, we speak it, and we do, and we speak it. And we ask God to use us, but can you handle the process? We want the blessings, we want the promises, without everything that comes with it. Can you handle the process? We want to sit in the seat, but when I want to drink from the cup. Pastor talks about how he did not want to be a pastor. But he knew that was his calling, but he did not want to be a pastor. He like, mm-mm. Because he knew the responsibilities and the things that came with it. And we want the promises, we want the blessings, but we don't want what we got to do to obtain that and to keep it. So we need to think about, what are we doing to block it? Sometimes it's our unwillingness, it's a blessing blocker. Lack of obedience is a blessing blocker. That's a blessing blocker. It truly is. And last week, I read Deuteronomy 28, the entire chapter, but I'm just going to read now just Deuteronomy 28, 3 through 7. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. Actually, Pastor Sharon said this to us this morning. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herd and the lambs of your flock, your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction but will flee from you in seven. That's a blessing, but you can do something to block it, where you won't be blessed in the city and blessed in the field, where your enemies won't scatter, they'll surround you. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people, and Pastor brought this up this morning, if my people, okay, he's not talking about the world. He's talking about Christians. Yeah. He's talking about us, the church. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Our land needs healing.
Yeah.
Our land needs healing. But are we willing to do the other to get that? Because it's if. If my people, he's not talking about the world, y'all. He is talking about us. If we will humble ourselves, if we will pray, Pastor was talking about this morning, if we will seek the face of God and stop seeking his hand, seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, make that legal U-turn. Turn from our wicked ways, then he will hear. But we got all this mess. We got those blockers. He's not hearing us because we're not doing what he said to do. We're not doing that. Are we willing to go through the process to get the blessing? Moses couldn't even enter in the promised land because he was disobedient. A block shot. He was disobedient. Let's go there. Numbers 20, 6 through 12. Moses and Aaron went from the assembly to the entrance to the tent of meeting and fell face down, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The glory of the Lord appeared to them. Imagine that. And we can get that today. God's glory. And it's been in this place many times. His glory has just failed. Hallelujah. The Lord said to Moses, take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community so they and their livestock can drink. So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he commanded him. He and Aaron gathered their assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, listen, you rebels. God just say that. Must we bring you water out of this rock? Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you would not bring this community to the land I give them. God told him to speak to the rock. He hit the rock twice. But God still blessed him with the water. That's his mercy.
Yeah. That's right.
That's his mercy.
That's right.
But he didn't get an opportunity to enter into the promised land. The land flowing with milk and honey. Block shot. Truly. Obedience and willingness, that goes hand in hand. And it puts you, you know, and Ms. Bonnie was talking about positioning, and it puts you in position to be blessed and to be a blessing to others as well. And that's what it's about. And tithing. Tithing is obedience. And it's that willingness to put yourself in that position because it helps others. It helps the church. Tithing is critical. It's a critical part to this Christian walk for us to move into that land flowing with milk and honey. It is part of it. Love, and it's what this world lacks, even in the Christian community, our churches, which is we're the church. Love is lacking. We don't have it anymore. And God talks about us loving our neighbors, loving our enemies, and we may not like what they do, but we have to love them. Love the person, hate the sin. Amen. Matthew 5:43-48. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Love the unlovable. That's a blessing blocker. That's a blessing blocker. Because how can you say you love God and you've never seen his face, but hate your brother and sister that's sitting right next to you? That's word. How? Love is a blessing blocker. That is truly a blessing blocker. Psalms 115, 12 through 15, quite a bit of scriptures tonight. And when I gave him the Christie, I said, well, this is all for now. There's no telling what may pop up, but this is what I have for now. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. And I think Ms. Bonnie brought this out this morning. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. May the Lord make you increase, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. We want that blessing. What is blocking it? Another blessing blocker is relationships. We have to be careful of some people. There are some people that may be in our life that are blocking your blessing. Ask Abram. Because God never told him to bring Lot. He didn't. He didn't. Let's go there. Genesis 12, 1 through 4. The Lord has said to Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great. And you will be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse them, and all of the peoples on earth so will be blessed through you. So Abram left as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. He didn't tell him to bring Lot. He didn't tell him that. Genesis 13, 8 through 9. So Abram said to Lot, let's not have any quarreling between you and I, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers. It's not the whole land before you. Let's part company. If you go left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. So there was some turmoil going on because he was not supposed to be there. Genesis 13, 14 through 18. The Lord said to Abram, after Lot had parted from him. Lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south, east and west. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offsprings could be counted. Go walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you. After Lot left, God really spoke to him and shown him what he had for him. There are some people that don't mean that's not part of your destiny, and they cannot be part of your destiny. Some people may not know how to handle your destiny, may not be able to handle what God has for you. People, relationships can be a blessing blocker. Remove the blocker. Remove it. Love them from afar. As Pastor always talk about, some people just got to say, hey, yep, how you doing? Yep, we're good. We're good. Love them from afar. Love them from afar. It's a blessing blocker. Everybody's not meant to be in your camp. They're not meant to be. Tell them deuces. They're not meant to be in your camp. Distractions. The issue with today with Jessica, that was a distraction. And it could be a blocker. I could have allowed that distraction to be a blocker.
That's right.
We allow things to be a blocker. We need to recognize the distractions in our life, and it comes in different forms.
That's right.
Glory to God.
That's right.
It comes in different forms. Watch the distractions. Entertaining foolishness and sin is a blocker. As Christians, we must stand for what is right in the eyes of God our Father. What does God say about it? And if you're unsure what he say about it, ask him.
All right.
He will tell you. Absolutely. He will tell you. If you can't pinpoint exactly in his words something that you may be struggling with, ask and say, Lord, I cannot find this nowhere in the Bible. Help me. Help me with this. And I had to do that one point, especially when I forgot what it's called medically. Some of you may know when children are born with both sexes. That confused me. And God is not the author of confusion. I know that confused parents. And I struggled and like, Lord, you are not the author of confusion. But that is confusion right there. And that bothered me that a parent have to choose the sex of their child when the babies are born with both. That, like I said, I can't remember the medical term for it. But that bothered me, and I'm like, Lord, I need help with that. And his word to me was, it's the sins of the Father. It's sin. It's sin. Sin brought that on. Because that's not God's ideal. Because he made male and female.
Uh-huh.
That's confusion. The enemy is the author of confusion. God is not. Sin brought that on, and I felt a peace about that. Like, okay, so I know how to pray. But that messed me up. That I had to ask him. So ask God if you're unsure. You know, be it a spouse, a child, parent, sibling, family, friend, or whomever. I'm not going to deny God for you. I ain't going to hell for nobody. I'm sorry. I love you. But I'm not going to hell for nobody. I'm not going to entertain your foolishness. And that's a blocker. You can't entertain sin. And stop trying to justify folks' sin. You liar, you lie, you lied. You told a half truth, you still lied.
That's true. Amen.
Blessing blocker.
Amen.
Blessing blocker. I know this ain't no shout stuff, but I'm just saying. I'm not gonna entertain your foolishness just to keep you in my life. Because evidently you don't belong.
Amen.
And one of the prayers I pray from over my children and all is that anyone that is not part of their destiny be removed from their life. Because
right.
It's a blocker. It can mess them up. It can mess them up. Isaiah 57, 15, 14. I'll get it right. And it will be said, build up, prepare the road, remove the obstacles out of the way of my people. That's in God's word. So ask God to show you the blockers and to remove them if you're willing, but you got to be willing. When he show it to you, you got to be willing to let it go, or you can continue to have that block shot. Let the people, let the things go. You will feel better. because you're going to be in the divine will of God. You're going to be doing what he has asked you to do. Just recognize those. You know, some of our blessing blockers come from our ancestors. Generational curses from passed down, whether it's sickness, physical, mental, or whatever, generational. Those are blessing blockers. Recognize it. Miss Jim and I was talking about this a few months ago, I think. Just stuff that our ancestors may have done, and I ask God, Lord, forgive me what them folks did back then. Lord, I repent right now for them folks back there. Whatever they may have done that didn't please you, because I don't want to be held accountable.
Amen.
For nothing that they did.
Uh-huh.
We need to repent, bless and block, and we may not realize why something may not be going right in a certain area in our life. And it could be something our ancestors did. There's generational curses and there's generational blessing. So we need to recognize that and repent of the sins of our forefathers and keep it moving. Just recognize those stumbling blocks the enemy is putting in front of you. And like I say, and ask God to help you, to show them to you, and to remove them. But you got to be willing to see people walk out the door. You got to be willing to see people walk out the door. You may have to let some things go. You may have to let some things go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What we say can block our blessings. We do a whole lot of talking.
Yeah.
Proverbs 18, 20 and 21. From the fruit of his mouth, a man's stomach is filled. With the harvest from his lips, is he satisfied. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And we need to understand that the words that we speak are powerful. You know, this includes songs and cliches that people may say.
Right.
You know, we need to be careful because it can kill you.
That's right.
It can be a blessing blocker. You know, the saying, sticks and stones will break my bones and words will never hurt me. That's a lie from the pits of hell.
That's right.
Words hurt.
Yes.
Words hurt, words stay with you. You replay them over and over again, negative things that, and it's funny how we replay negative things that people may have said to us over and over again, but positive things people have said, we have a tendency of like deleting those and not replaying those. We replay those negative things over and over and over and over again. We need to delete those and remember who we are and whose we are. Stop allowing that to be a blessing blocker. We are made in the image of God. Hallelujah. We need to stop allowing those. You know, and when people laugh, oh, you kill him. Mm-mm. Oh, I love you to death. Mm-mm. Don't love me to death. Love me to life. Don't love me. No. Hush. Don't love me to death. Don't love me to death. You got to, and some people may not think about that. Another thing of mine, stuffed eggs. People call them deviled eggs. I am not going to bless them and call it the devil. I call it stuffed eggs. They're stuffed. Stuffed eggs. I know that's something small, but y'all think about it. You blessing the food, but then you calling it the devil. Come on now, people. Stuffed eggs. Now, if I hear y'all call it devilism, I'm going to call you out on it, okay? But if anybody can make some, I eat them now. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to call them stuffed eggs, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And my last scripture, Genesis 1, 26 through 27. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. 1. Then God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. As I said, God made us in his image. He created us. He made us in his image. Then later he formed Adam. Then he pulled Eve out. He made us in his image. God, the first few verses there where God was speaking, let there be light, let there be this, let there be that. He made us in his image. So therefore, we are another speaking spirit just like God. So what we say, it goes out. What we say, it goes out. So watch what you're saying, because you're speaking those things into existence. Calling your children bad, your husband lazy. So what are you saying? Are you speaking blessings or are you speaking cursing? We're another speaking spirit, just like our Father God. So don't allow what you're saying or your actions to be a blessing blocker for you. Don't allow the enemy to block your shot that God is trying to put in your basket. Amen. Don't allow the enemy to do that. You have control over that. You can control what you say. You can control how you act. You can control how you react to things. You can control that. Don't allow life's distractions to be a blocker. Don't allow it. Don't allow it. You got to call somebody to pray. We're like, oh, something is coming up on me. Call a sister, another brother to pray with you. That's what we're here for. That's what Pastor was talking about this morning. That's our assignment. So watch what you say. Don't let the enemy block your shot. Okay? All right, amen.
Praise the Lord. How is everyone tonight? All right, well, I reckon.